At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for today, PG&E is reporting preliminary data shows at least 76 instances of weather-related damage and hazards in the PSPS-affected areas. Examples include downed lines and vegetation on power lines. If PG&E had not de-energized power lines, these types of damage could have caused wildfire ignitions. The weather all clear was given for all customers affected by the PSPS event on early Tuesday afternoon. PG&E crews began patrols on the ground as early as it was safe to do so and continued patrols into Wednesday to inspect more than 17,000 miles of transmission and distribution lines for damage or hazards. The patrol and inspection efforts include nearly 1,800 ground patrol units, 65 helicopters, and one airplane. In areas where equipment was damaged by the severe wind event, crews worked safely and as quickly as possible to make the repairs and restore those customers. PSPS events affected approximately 345,000 customers in targeted portions of 34 counties, including Amador and Calaveras.
Well, Jackson City fire crews rolled to a vegetation fire off New York Ranch Road yesterday. According to Jackson Fire Department Chief Debbie Mackey, the fire was first reported just after 3 p.m. near the Jackson Hills apartment complex. As a precaution, one of the buildings was evacuated. With the assistance of CAL FIRE and other local units, the fire stopped in nearly 2 acres. 3 air attack planes, 1 spotter, and 2 bombers also dispatched to the scene. Now, Chief Mackey said the cause of the fire, determined accidental, started by a riding lawnmower being operated by the Jackson Hills maintenance crew. Chief Mackey again reminds everyone, even though we're coming to the end of October, temperatures are beginning to cool, fire danger extremely high.
And early Tuesday evening, Amador Sheriff's deputies were involved in a vehicle pursuit with a suspect involved in 2 recent shootings in Merced County. The man wanted for questioning was identified as Jesse Cota. Cota was spotted while leaving the Jackson Rancheria Casino, and when deputies attempted a traffic stop, he refused to pull over. He then led deputies into San Joaquin County, where he eventually pulled over and was taken into custody without incident. Los Banos police detectives and gang unit officers met with Amador County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday night and took the man into custody. Cota was booked into Merced County Jail on suspicion of felon in possession of a firearm, shooting at an inhabited dwelling or occupied motor vehicle, possession of controlled substance while possessing loaded firearms, and inflicting corporal injury on a spouse or cohabitant.
Well, a Calaveras County retail store slapped with 2 suspension orders for the sale of alcohol following a recent sting operation. According to authorities with the California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, the notice prohibits the Dollar Plus store at 54 California Street Valley Springs from selling alcohol for the next 35 days. The first accusation, the result of a sting operation, where agents from the department's special operation unit sold purportedly stolen property to a store clerk on 5 separate occasions in January and February. Now, during that time, they also discovered illegal drug paraphernalia being sold at the store. Now, the second came after agents from the Stockton District determined a clerk sold alcohol to a minor back in August. Instead of taking the case to court, ABC reports the store owner accepted their penalties. They included a 20-day suspension for selling drug paraphernalia and purchasing purported stolen property, and a 15-day suspension for selling alcohol to a minor. The suspension prohibiting the sale of alcohol will be served back-to-back, ending November 24th. ABC is a Department of Business, Consumer Service, and Housing Agency. Again, is a Department of the Business, Consumer Service, and Housing Agency.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan has announced the first installment of the 2020-2021 taxes, due and payable on November 1st, and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 10th. Thereafter, a 10% penalty will be added. Now, Mike says if you did not receive your tax bill, that does not relieve you of the tax liability. You can check your tax bill by going to the county property tax information available online at amadorgov.org/tax. That's amadorgov.org/tax. Click on the View Property Bill. For additional information, you can give the Tax Collector's Office a call today.
And Jackson Main Street Merchants, offering a safer environment for this year's annual trick-or-treat here on Main Street. Amid efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19, hours for trick-or-treating at local Main Street business will be expanded, spread out over a 3-day period leading up to Halloween. Businesses that want to welcome trick-or-treaters will put up orange and black balloons outside their door. This way, kids and families can hunt for the balloons to know which store to go to. Only the stores that have their balloons out will have something to offer to the ghosts and ghouls of Main Street. So put on your costumes and masks. Look for the orange and black balloons today, tomorrow, and Saturday between noon and 5.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.